Praise be Jesus and Mary. We see that the first reading and the gospel compare the people of God to a vineyard. And God, of course, is the vine dresser, the one who cares for it. The prophet... The prophet Isaiah, in the first reading, calls God his friend. He says, "Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside." So, of course, this friend of the prophet, he's talking about God who has his vineyard. And later on, the prophet explains to us, "The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." So it's the people of God that he's talking about as being this vineyard who he tends and cares for. It says, "He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it he built a watchtower," etc., etc. All this care that he had for the vineyard so that it would produce fruit. And this is the care that God had over the house of Israel so that it would produce fruit. The care he had by giving them the law, establishing the covenant, sending them the prophets, etc., giving them the promised land. He gave all these things to them that they would produce fruit, that is, live according to his law, live in justice and peace, and God would bless them even more. But instead it says, "He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed, for justice, but hark the outcry." The house of Israel had abandoned God's laws, hadn't been faithful to the covenant. And then God says, "What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done?" That God had given everything necessary to live an upright and holy life. So it was the fault of the chosen people for not corresponding to all of those graces, gifts, and benefits that God had bestowed upon them. And so then what's the result? There's the just punishment of God. He said, "Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing." That is, remove that hedge that protects the vineyard from the beasts, and let the beasts come in and graze upon it. Break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. That is, life will become very difficult for the house of Israel. They will be attacked by their enemies and overcome, subdued, and reduced to ruin. And all of this, of course, with the intention of bringing about their conversion, of bringing them back to fidelity to God's covenant. Now, we can say that the same thing, this is basically the same scenario that you read over and over again in the Old Testament. And it continues in the new and eternal covenant established in Christ's blood. If we aren't faithful to our Lord, he will remove his protection from us. And I want to particularly apply this to our nation today and with this horrible reality of abortion. Okay, we see, especially with the elections coming up. It says, "He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed." He looked for judgment, that is, upright, correct judgment. From who? Our judges. Our Supreme Court. We expect to find justice and truth coming from them. But instead, what do we find? Bloodshed. Under sanction of law. You know, now, The most conservative estimates are 2,800 abortions every day. This is nothing less than murder under the cover of law every day. He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed. For justice, but hark the outcry. Looking for justice, but instead God finds nothing but injustice. What greater injustice is there that is towards those who are most defenseless and helpless, who have the right of our protection and the right to life, but instead outcry and abomination? And see, if we do our part, you know, if we observe God's laws, and even just the natural law, that is, respect for human life, the dignity of human life, God will bless us. But if not, God will take away its hedge and give it over to grazing. That is, he will take away his protection and the blessings that he had already bestowed on our nation. It's tough to deny that our nation has been blessed, that is, with material blessings. There's no doubt about it. But what are we seeing now? We're now running into economic difficulty, aren't we? And the reason is because the plan of men is all in vain. It's all in vain if God does not watch over it. What does the psalm say? That in vain does the watchman keep vigil if God does not watch over the city. In vain. In vain are our efforts to fix the economy by our own human ways if we aren't going to observe God's commandments, especially the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. It is all in vain because God has supreme and ultimate governance over all of the nations upon the earth. And this is constantly what we hear now as, of course, we approach the elections. From our bishops continually reminding us about the key and most important issue to consider. And that is the issue of life, human life, from conception until natural death. This is the key issue. Again, we have a communication from our own bishop, Michael Cody, in his most recent letter to the diocese and the Four County Catholic. And what does he say? He just repeats what his brother bishops have been saying all along. As you prepare to cast your national and state election vote next month, weigh each candidate relative to a true commitment to charity. Please keep in mind that charity, as an act of respect for life and dignity, starts at conception. We are called to put our faith into action and care for the poor and most vulnerable. We must carefully consider the position of each candidate, or the position each candidate takes regarding respect for life and the advancement of charity and peace in our society. Now, in the entire letter, he just has this small paragraph regarding the upcoming elections. And notice that the only issue he makes mention of is that for respect for life. You know, we talk about proportional reasons to vote for a different candidate if he isn't pro-life. Again, what at the moment could possibly be proportional to 2,800 deaths every day? And this is why our bishop mentions no other issue. He doesn't talk about the war. He doesn't talk about economics. He talks about respect for life. So let us heed the voice of our bishops and heed the warnings that sacred scripture provides us with regarding God's justice and his blessings and protection. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen. Christ who rubies.